Have you checked out my new children's book, Felipe the Feelings Frog, yet? You can get it anywhere you get books, definitely on Amazon, and you can ask your local bookstores to order it for you. Walk around the neighborhood with Felipe the Feelings Frog, who learns that there is no such thing as a bad feeling. In this kid-friendly social and emotional learning book, children will learn different strategies for regulating emotions and identifying their feelings. This is book one from the Caring Critters series. These social and emotional learning books are designed to support children ages 4 through 7 with important social and emotional skills such as kindness, impulse control, problem solving, independence, and more. These books were all written by me, a kindergarten teacher, after seeing exactly what skills my students needed help learning. They have been helping my students for years with great success. So you can grab the first book in the Caring Critters series, Felipe the Feelings Frog. It is out now, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Hey, teacher friends. You may already be on winter vacation, and if that's the case, great for you. I'm very happy for you. Enjoy it. That's awesome. I am not. This comes out on Thursday. I have two more days until I'm on vacation. We go up until the 22nd, the full week of school. Yep, that's us. Anyway, I'm not jealous at all. You might be thinking, if you are in school or if you aren't in school, you might be thinking about refreshing expectations after students come back from break. If your brain is on vacation, if you are already on vacation and you are not thinking about school, come back to this episode. It will be here for you when you return. That is the wonderful thing. You can listen to it on your drive to school when you come back from break. If you are still in teacher school mode and your brain is still thinking about teacher school things, then you might want to preview this episode and then replay it again on your way back to school after break. I will be taking a break myself, so there won't be a new episode during vacation, but I'll be back in January with a new episode. If there are topics that you want to hear in future episodes, please let me know. I want to make episodes that help you. So if there's a topic you're dying to hear about, send me a message or an email and let me know. But let's get into the episode on refreshing expectations after break. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Zeba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. When you come back to school, don't just start back as usual and assume everything will be fine and wait for something to go wrong before you refresh expectations. Assume that kids will forget the expectations of the classroom and start right away from the first moment of the first day back from vacation with going over expectations. Kids forget, teachers forget. We just need to proactively remind students about the expectations so everyone's on the same page. And believe me, this helps eliminate a lot of behavior problems. A lot of teachers see a slide in behaviors before break, and this is the perfect sort of reset when everyone comes back of, okay, we're back in school. We've got a good chunk of time here together before our next vacation. Let's make sure we're following our class promises that we made in September. The first day back from vacation, I do not plan any new learning. No. This is not the time to start the new unit. This is a day to get everyone back on track, on the same page, reviewing and reinforcing the expectations and the routines. So when we are in our morning meeting, the first thing that I start with is a game where I'll call out the class promises we have, and the kids have to kind of act out that class promise. So I call it like freeze, and they have to freeze like a statue showing that class promise. So for us, you know, I'll say, okay, the class promise is take care of the classroom. Okay, who's showing me taking care of the classroom? Ooh, someone's pushing in chairs. Ooh, someone's picking up the pencils. Ooh, someone's picking up trash. And this just is a great visual reminder and verbal reminder about what the expectations are for the class right from the beginning of the day. I'll even ask kids in the share or on the morning message, you know, how are you going to follow our class promises? Or which class promise are you going to focus on? I might do that throughout the week, but you can get started right away asking about the class promises and reminding kids that these exist, that we made these together, and this is what we expect in the classroom. Before jumping into academic areas, I do give students a chance when they come back to share about their vacation if they want to. I do love doing a find a friend activity. The ones I found didn't apply to all my students, so I made one where I made sure every student had something they could relate to. If you are interested, the link is in the show notes for your, it's after December vacation, your day is dead for you. You got your find a friend activity and you've got your writing about vacation. And so I give them a chance to share about their vacation, but it also sort of takes away that academic pressure of starting any new content. But when we're done with those activities and we are jumping into our academic areas, I just focus on the routines. And so my mini lesson isn't content. My mini lesson is having the students tell me what the expectations are for Reader's Workshop or for Math Stations. Having them talk about what we remember the routine is and what the expectations are. I might make a little list of the things that they say and write it down, but I'll definitely have students model. I'll say, okay, who thinks they can show us how they get started with reading quietly right away? Oh, wow. So-and-so got to their seat. They pulled out their book bag. They took out all their books. Look, they made a pile, so they're ready to go. They've already started reading. I can't even hear them. They're reading so quietly. That means they're not distracting anyone. So talking about the what it is you're seeing that the kids are doing that you want them to keep doing. I think as teachers, we often forget the importance, and I certainly do. We fall into the habit of forgetting the importance of reinforcing the behavior that we want to be seeing. And instead we focus on reminding kids to be doing behaviors we want to see. But the most powerful tool we have is talking about what we're seeing that is working, that we expect. So when we see kids doing the right thing, saying it. Oh, so-and-so is, you know, reading quietly. Oh, I see the whole class right now is switching to partner reading and they're already putting the book in the middle so that everyone can see. That's so great. Things like that. But it's important to take the time before you jump into new units, new curriculum, that you really spend the time making sure the routines are back in place and that everyone is on the same page with what the expectations are. And I think that because you have spent so long going over the routines and teaching them the routines and expectations, now the students are the experts, and that's why I want to ask them to make the list for them to teach me about how we do Reader's Workshop, how it's supposed to look and sound when we do centers for math. I want them to teach me because they really do know, and it puts the ownership on them of I'm expecting you to know this, and also valuing that they have worked hard on this, and we just need to remember it. And that's okay. We all forget sometimes, but now we remember it. Now we're all on the same page. It's very clear what the expectations are. And this honestly eliminates so many behavior problems just by reviewing the expectations. Okay, this was a really quick episode, but I've got vacation on the brain. What can I say? I think the key takeaway is that we can't just jump back in where we left off in December when we come back in January. We have to leave time to review the expectations of our classroom with our students, and that they're the experts of how it all works in the classroom. So instead of telling them, have them tell you what the expectations are, what it should look like and sound like for all the different parts of your day. And if you're looking for things to make your day back from vacation better, if you're, like I suggested earlier, if you're listening to this on your way to school after vacation and you're thinking, I have nothing planned for today, don't worry, I have you covered. I have the Find a Friend activity and I have the Write About Your Winter Break activity. I'll put all the links below and I hope you have a great vacation, a great new year, a great back to school start, all the things. I really liked doing the code word last week. So if you are still listening, send me the code word vacation and I'll know that you enjoyed the episode and that I would love to chat about what your plans are for the vacation. If you're already on vacation, I can be jealous and cheering you on. If you're still in school, I will be commiserating with you. All the things. So yeah, send me the code word of vacation. And I can't wait to hear from you. Our quote of the day is one of my favorites. A third grader getting ready for vacation said, on Christmas, we get to wear pajamas all day. So hallelujah and glory, y'all. Whatever you're doing this vacation, I hope it involves a lot of pajamas all day because that's what vacation means to me. I hope it means everything. I hope it's everything that you want it to be. And we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then!